Oh God.
Yeah? Is
Yes.
everything? Hello? Are we online?
Hi, it's
Oh.
Dr. Lisa, and it's time for Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. How are you guys doing today? Anyway, I am really excited about my guest today. My grandma, my fantasy of my grandma came in. Say hi, grandma. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, grandbabies, near and far.
Why, can you explain to me why my mom is such a bitch?
Oh, honey, listen. Now, your mother is a wonderful woman, but she's always had a bit of a problem with authority. So I think that she might resent me for some of the ways that I raised her up. But times were different then, and we just all did the best that we could.
Yeah, I guess I gotta forgive her, huh? Is that what you think?
That's the most important thing, forgiveness. Yeah, that keeps everyone together.
Grandma, I love you, and I love having my grandma here because it makes me feel so safe and cared for.
Oh, yeah, you're
But
safe. I'll kick anybody's ass.
really? So
Yeah.
let's let but you know what? I have to do the station ID, Grandma. It's my
Oh, yeah,
job,
do it.
right?
You do a good job.
Oh, thanks, Grandma. So anyway, I want you to know that you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, which is the best station in the Western Hemisphere, the whole hemisphere. And I'm Dr. Lisa from Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. And I just want to remind you that you should go to our site and donate some money. Because it's a really good thing to do with your money. And grandma always gives me a few dollars here and there. Grandma helps me with, she helps me with everything, but she helps support the station, right, grandma?
Oh, yeah. All right. Listen, if you want to give any money to this station, I'll match your donations with a fantasy grandma check.
Oh my God, grandma, you're too much. So, Grandma, tell us like what's been going on with you? I haven't seen you in a while. I know we have to like have a radio show to get together, but like what's going on? I miss you.
Oh, well, I've been doing all right, kind of the same thing. I've had a little bit of gas lately, but it's
Yeah, I noticed when I picked you up, actually.
yeah, there's a it's better out than in, though. That's what they always say.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but other than that, just making music and thinking up new ways to love the grandchildren.
Oh,
New
how
ways
many?
to
I'm so jealous. How many grandchildren do you have?
7 billion.
7 billion?
That's right.
Oh,
It's a
God.
big job.
Well, so, when is the barbecue? That's what I want to know.
Oh, well, the barbecue is always happening. Yeah, now
Oh.
this is anytime you go to a barbecue, you can find a fantasy grandma there.
Really?
Yeah, you just gotta look for them.
Wow.
There's fantasy grandmas everywhere.
So, I want to note, I want everyone to come visit you. Where are you going to be where they can come visit you?
Oh, yeah, all right. So on this Saturday, June 4th, gonna be at Union Hall in Brooklyn and gonna be there with the Doll Parts, who are a wonderful Dolly Parton tribute band. They play the music of the great Dolly, who is also a fantasy grandma.
Yes.
Yeah, and
And more than that, I think she's a fantasy, like a lot of other things.
she's a
She
fantasy
still got it.
everything.
Don't you
Oh.
think, Grandma, at like a pretty advanced, she's like probably in your age group and she still got it.
She has got it and that and all. She's got everything.
Grandma, have you ever thought about having your boobs fixed?
Oh, yeah, I've had my boobs fixed many times.
Really?
Oh, sure.
But where are they? I can't. They don't look like you're putting them to good use.
Oh, really? Well, they've done a lot. They've worked hard. I call them taters anyway.
Grandma, do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, well, yeah. Now,
How come I haven't met him? I really want to meet him.
He's shamefully young.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
Grandma, there's no boundaries. when it comes to
love.
You know, love. And so that's right. So grandma kind of does what grandma wants to do when it comes to that.
I want to be like you, grandma, when I get that old.
Well, you can.
Really?
Yeah,
because it's in my genes, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Everything's in my genes.
Yeah. And there was some money sticking out of your jeans earlier. I told you to stick that back in your pocket. Keep hold of your money.
Yeah. Because around here, you know, you never know.
Oh, let me tell you where else I'm going to be.
Where else, Grant?
So June 4th at Union Hall with Doll Parts, Bandits on the Run, La Huerta. Ooh, I did the little aw. That sounded good. And the Scuttlebugs. And that, you got to come to, that's at 8 o'clock this Saturday. And then June 14th, that's in 2 weeks, at 7:15, it's very specific, at Under St. Mark's. And the wonderful Katie Hartman is curating a Women in Theater, Women in Comedy Festival. That's it. And she's doing her solo show at 6:30. And then we're going to have a lot of wonderful lady comics. Carolyn Castiglia.
I know her.
Yeah.
She's great.
Oh, yeah. She's very talented, just like you.
Grandma.
Fantasy Grandma. It's Jane B., me from Fantasy Grandma. They're reformed whores.
Oh, they're big. Those are big.
They used to be whores, but they're reformed.
They're nice girls, right?
Yeah, they're very
whores
nice
are
girls.
Nice girls, right,
of course,
Grandma? Everybody's a nice girl.
Everybody's a nice girl.
We don't judge.
Yeah. You know what the definition of a whore used to be?
What?
A woman with her own money.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
It sure does. And Ray Sani, I got to finish shouting
out. Oh, yeah, shout out.
Yeah, Becky Ciccioni and Sapphire Jones. Those are all the wonderfully talented women that are going to be there on the 14th.
Oh, you must be excited about that.
Very excited.
So those are your grandchildren, right?
Yes,
you're just
going to
make sure that everybody's okay.
That they're okay.
I'm so glad that I get to share you with everybody because I think, you know, you make me, you know how insecure I am, Grandma, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, because of my shitty mother.
Well, now, your mother has some insecurities too. You know, she didn't have the nice, long, silky red hair that you had. She had your coloring in your hair, which is beautiful, but she didn't take care of her hair that well. I took good care of it.
I think it's worse. I think it's more than her hair. I think she was just really, like, a bitch.
Oh, honey. Well, I think that you need to forgive her.
You must have spoiled her.
Well, I wouldn't say that I spoiled her. I would say that... she was willful, and I sometimes didn't know how to control her.
She was out of control.
Maybe
you know, I
bit.
Understand
Listen,
that.
Listen, have forgiveness, candy.
You're right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'll help me.
Take this
you know
candy.
What? That'll be good. This will be like training. Every time I think of my mother, I'll eat candy.
We're
going to
have a butterscotch together.
We're going to have a butterscotch.
And then you're going to forgive your mother.
You're right. Good idea, Grandma, because these are my favorites. You know that, though.
Anytime you feel bitter about anything, just get a little bit of sweetness in your mouth.
You're right.
And suck it down.
I love you, Grandma.
That's right.
So, Grandma, what do you love about, like, why do you like being a grandma so much? Like, why are you so, like, I mean, you're not just a grandma. You're, like, the ultimate in grandmas. Like, there must be something about you that just wants to give love, or what is it?
I think that the fun, that people need to laugh, and people need to feel loved. So that's always been the mission of Fantasy Grandma, is to just give people encouragement because sometimes they start to doubt themselves, and we don't want that.
No.
And to make people laugh at all of the sad things, like death.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, because everybody's got to die.
I know.
It's kind of funny.
But you better not, though. You better not.
Oh, yeah. Well, Fantasy Grandma.
You know what, Grandma? If you die, I would like to get your ashes and make it into a sculpture. Could I have them?
Oh, yeah.
That would be a very valuable
sculpture. No one's
sculpture.
Asked for the ashes yet.
Really? I think it would be very valuable.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well,
maybe we'll make it of, like, one of my favorite pets, like a hamster or something like that.
Oh, you're going to shape my ashes into a hamster?
Maybe, yeah. But, yeah, my hamster. You know my hamster that was on David Letterman, a bowling stupid pet tricks? I think it should be.
Yeah.
I think that would be
a good
way. Did
that hamster die?
Yeah, it did, actually.
Did you take good care of it?
I did. It only lived 3 years.
You had a hard time with responsibility when you were a child.
And I still do. I hate responsibility.
I remember that cat you had that ran away.
Well, that's because, you know.
And the dog that you had that ran away.
Grandma.
And that bird that we got you, you left the window open and it flew away.
My mom was so shitty. What do you want?
And that pet rat that you said you were going to train.
Grandma.
And it got eaten by the cat before it ran away.
Grandma, you're loving to everybody, and now I'm feeling
bad. That's all right, baby.
You're making me feel bad.
No, it's okay. You know what? I had a lot of pets that got away, too, when I was younger, except we called them farm animals and we ate them.
So do you think that life is, like, harder now than when you were growing up? Is that part of why you want everybody to feel okay and stuff like that? Or
That's a good question. I think that I'd say there's a lot more pressure to kind of be on all the time. People don't do as much nothing. People don't spend as much time doing nothing as they used to. They're always trying to get up and do something when sometimes you need to just sit and think.
You know, I wish that makes a lot of sense. I wish we all had. I think I'm going to quit my job and just sit and think. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
You let me know if you need any help.
I will. I'll need a grandma check. I mean, you'll help pay some of my bills, I guess. Right,
oh,
grandma?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know.
I'll do what I
with
can.
You, I mean, I know you only have Social Security and stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll just move in with you.
Oh, well, I don't know if they'll let you live in the nursing home.
Oh, I could. They won't have to know. I mean, I could just sleep under the
bed
or something.
Ooh, that sounds like an adventure.
Would you like that?
Yeah, I love having adventures.
Yeah.
I love disobeying authority, too.
That's really fun. You know what I could do? I could pretend that I work there and then, like, steal some of the food.
Oh, yeah, well, there's plenty of food. It's not very good food.
Hey, you gotta live.
It's not good food for anybody with teeth.
Oh, so babies and animals.
It's good soft food.
Oh, well, that's right. You look very healthy, Grandma, so it can't be too bad.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm pretty brittle, but I guess I'm healthy.
So, Grandma, you know, even though we're related and all, you know I'm a therapist, a pretend therapist.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I'm always, like, helping people or trying to help them anyway with, like, whatever's bothering them, you know?
I've never gotten to go to therapy.
No? Well, maybe have you ever needed therapy?
Oh, I suppose so, but, you know, it was something that was frowned upon.
Oh.
It was considered shameful.
Oh, really? Yeah, a lot of people are really, in the old days, people were really judgmental about
that. Oh, yeah,
that,
and
right?
Then sometimes they would just, you know, hook electricity up to you and just give that a go.
Yeah, I know.
That was therapy.
Yeah, frying brains with electricity.
Leeches were therapy.
Yeah, I know all about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to modernize that.
So you didn't want to go. And now it seems like therapy, you can just talk about things. And now that's one of my favorite things to do.
I think it's actually gone the other way, where a lot of people use it more like a badge of courage or an excuse. Well, I'm working on it. Like, I'm really angry at my mother, but I'm in therapy, Grandma.
Mm.
I'm working on it, so it's okay, right?
Well, I think I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, you got to work on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Grandma, I'm guessing that you are so generous and giving and that, you know, you are always helping other people that maybe you might occasionally need some help. And I would love it if I could give you some help as your granddaughter.
All right.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think that you might be, you know, I'd love to understand if you have any issues or problems that you think about, because I always think you're so invincible and everything, but, you know, I want to know you as a human.
All right. Well, ask me anything that you want.
Well, what kinds of things do you worry about, Grandma?
Well, I worry about my grandchildren.
Why? Which ones?
Oh, my Lord. Well, just today, one of Destiny's children, now, she was arrested and needs to be bailed out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to go over there to the jail and bust out my checkbook, bail her out of jail. Just the other day was the 5-year anniversary of when my grandson Anthony Weiner got himself in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Sending out those pictures.
Oh, man.
Which I don't, you know, they weren't bad pictures. They were flattering, I'd have to say. You know, he wasn't looking bad.
No. It's just,
he's clearly taking care of his body, and that's good. But, you know, he needed to be comforted about that, so he didn't feel so bad about it. And I'm worried about my grandchildren that are running for president, and everyone that's so upset at them for running for president. And that's hard, you know, because I support everyone who wants to do good.
But are you going to vote? Who are you going to? You're going to have to pick one, right, if you're going to vote.
Oh, well, here's what I think. Anybody that's old enough where they're going to maybe die, but this doesn't apply to me, but because I'm going to live forever. But anybody who's old enough to die before they have to live through the presidency, I don't think that they should vote.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because what stake do they have in it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm leaving it up to the young people mostly.
I think that sounds really practical of you. So did you have any issues growing up? I mean, you seem so, you seem so calm and peaceful with everything, and you seem so in control, you know, like things just kind of roll off your back. But I bet you had some issues when you were a kid, huh?
Oh, Lord.
Have you resolved them all? Or?
Well, now, I've been a grandmother my whole life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How could that be?
Well, that's just the fantasy part.
Oh.
That's the fantasy part of fantasy grandma.
Oh, I get it.
Is that grandma has always been a grandma.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, you could see pictures
of
me.
If you can have a fantasy like that, everything. Yeah, I like that. Live in a fantasy world.
That's right.
World.
You can see pictures of me from when I was younger.
Really? Where?
Yeah, well, you just have to look through all of the old photo albums in my home.
How come I've never seen any?
Well, you never asked me to look at them.
Okay, well, the next time I come over. Yeah, so what were you like as a baby, like a grandma?
Yeah, I've always been a grandmother.
So when did you meet Grandpa?
Well, I've met many grandpas, and I've had many husbands, more than I could even count, I would say. So
wow.
I met some of them at dances, some of them at socials.
Well, I meant the one
at dance socials.
What about the one last Thanksgiving?
The
that
one
you brought to our. That you brought to Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was a young boyfriend.
Oh, he wasn't a grandpa?
No, he just has kind of a vintage style.
Oh.
I think they call him a hipster.
Grandma, you know, he asked for my phone number.
Oh, well, I don't blame him. You're very fetching.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I, you know, went to the movies with him.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I don't mind
at
all.
He was a sweet guy.
Well, yeah, he was a sweet. I'm not.
I like to.
I haven't been seeing him much these days. I keep it open.
You know, I had somebody on last week that was polyamorous. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Fantasy Grandma wrote a song about that.
Really? Do we have
it? We don't have that
one. But let's play one of your songs.
Yeah,
what do
all
you
right.
say?
Which one do you want to play?
Let's see what we have here. We have some of your songs. I like how much you know about hip-hop.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, Fantasy Grandma used to be a church pianist, And then when it got to where all the young people weren't going to church anymore, then it became time to switch into a more relevant musical style.
But you kept up. So, you know, there's a song that says, "Give Me That Wage Gap."
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you say that was about how women don't make as much money as
men? That's right. That's right. Women don't make as much money as men. So,
well, I'm all for this one.
Yeah,
then.
We wrote this one for Pipo, which is the lady comedy online network. It's really wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that before, and you were afraid to say Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I was telling you that the... Wait a minute. Lulu, wait a minute. Hold on. You're confusing me. I was telling you it's a wonderful platform. And the producer, is the woman who started it is Stephanie Lang, and she's wonderful. And she's a producer on Veep.
Right.
And then now I'm lost.
Oh,
wait
good.
A minute now. Yeah. And that woman is on that show. And then, and this is a song that we made for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we made it to go on. Oh, I can hear it a little bit. Oh, that's good.
Give me that dollar, yeah. How fast can you shake it for a dollar?
Not as fast as a man can.
Why would you say that crap?
It's the wage gap. I shook it and I only got 78 cents.
Oh, all right. Well, let me drop it to the floor.
Not all the way.
Right here.
Even less than that.
Like this.
Even less than that.
I can't.
Jane, go to where you would have dropped it to for a dollar and then come up 22 cents, and that's how much you should drop it down low.
Here?
Yeah, that looks about right.
I try to clap that ass, but the change falls through.
Email money all in my shoes. You can work it real hard, but nobody can tell.
They throw quarters at the booty like a wishing well.
Give me that dollar. Give me that dollar, yeah. Give me that dollar. Give me that wage gap dollar, they say.
Grind it, girl, you want to make that dollar. Then you gotta grind it more to get a full dollar.
But that's 20 to 30% more grinding
than you would normally do. So grind it, girl, but don't get carried away.
You can half-ass grind for a half day, or else you grind for a day too long to get an equal pay dollar up in your thong.
Like
Monday,
grind.
Tuesday,
grind.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
grind, but I'm taking a break on Saturday.
No, you gotta grind on for equal pay.
Give me that dollar. Give me that dollar. Yeah. Give me that dollar. Give me that wage gap dollar.
How far do I back it up?
For less than a dollar, not too much.
Until the men say, pay me less, you can work that pole in a full-length dress.
Back that ass up, not too far.
Don't work for what's in a mason jar.
Unionize a booty all over town. Until all women get equal pay, this is a twerk slowdown. Give me that dollar. Give me that dollar. Yeah. Give me that dollar. Give me that wage gap dollar.
That's the end.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, clapping for
us. Oh, Grandma, that was so exciting.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like. You're a good DJ.
You know what, Grandma? I am so proud that you're my grandma.
Oh, thank you. I'm proud that you're my granddaughter.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Now you know what? This is the best I've felt in so long.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because I have the worst self-esteem problems, and I always worry that I'm not good enough.
Oh, no. You're so good. Here you are hosting a radio show.
Yeah. And you make me feel like you're proud of me.
Oh, I am proud of you. Oh, I'm also proud of the producer of that track, Roger Casey. He's a wonderful grandson, and he calls himself the Rabbit, which is fun because rabbits hop around and they make any garden a wonderful and cuddly place to be.
Well, he did a really good job.
Yeah, and that song was now me, Jane B, and Myrtle J. She's your other fantasy grandma. And we're just trying to get it out there and represent some women's issues. You can see the music video for that on Pipo.com. com.
Yeah, and I posted it on my Facebook page. And
oh,
when I post the show,
you.
I'll put it up there.
Thank you for sharing it on the
Facebook. Because I
want to
help my grandma.
Yeah, that's
I'm
nice.
Starting to feel really kind of infantilized.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
No, I don't know. I think maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Well, you're a grown-ass woman.
I'm afraid I'm going to show vulnerability to my listeners.
Oh, well, that's all right. It's all right.
You know, my therapist says that I have problems having a relationship with her.
Oh, well. With,
because she's an authority figure. So I'm wondering if I'm having a problem having a relationship with you, Grandma.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe.
Well, let's get into it. What do you want to do to fix it?
I don't know, but I have trouble trusting authority.
Oh, well, I'm not trying to boss you around or anything.
But you're not.
Yeah, I'm just trying to love you.
You know, it's interesting, though.
Maybe next time we play a song with a sick beat, we can get up and twerk around, and that'll make us feel like grown-ass women.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
let's play another song and dance together, okay?
We could play.
We're really going to dance, even though we can't. No one can see us. You're really going to dance with me here, aren't you?
We're going to take some video and post it on the Facebook.
Okay, because I really want to dance with you, Grandma.
All right, so you get to choose.
You're really loosening me up.
Oh yeah, we're going to get freaky. You get to choose whether we dance to Grandma's Big Vagina in Space or Fantasy Grandma, which is the flagship song.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well,
which is more danceable?
Let's dance to the Fantasy Grandma.
All right, the
That's
theme.
That's got some deep bass in it.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Okay, we're going to be dancing right now.
We're taking the headphones. I'm taking them off and coming over to you.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I am Myrtle Jane.
And I am Jane B.
We'll be the grandmas in your family.
Fantasy Grandma, got a purse full of checks, got a pocket full of mince fresh, cookies in a Pyrex.
I can make enough dough for 16 pies, I'm old-timey wise, and I'm always on your side.
I can teach you how
to can't feed a pin full of chicken, 10 feet your man.
I've fed mine for 50 years.
I will hush up all them tears.
I will box your darn little ears if you're acting up with your rowdy peers. Now hold on a second, I need to have a come to Jesus.
I'm not Take it away, Grandma.
That motorcycle mama you've been running around with has unkempt teeth, and she talks so loud when she comes over, and
really
she smells like diesel if you ask me, and
working.
I don't know why you keep saying you want to bump her ugly. She's already ugly enough, in my opinion.
Oh, Myrtle, that's awesome.
Grandma's working.
That's a euphemism for sexual relations.
Oh, that's a euphemism for fucking.
Dancing is very empowering.
Oh, this is the explicit version. And speaking of explicit, we're about to get explicit for
it. Get explicit.
I don't want to sell my home, but it's too big for me alone.
I don't want to be alone, but my children are all gone.
And my grandkids.
Put a sale sign in the front of what I own.
And I'm sad to see you go.
But I'm glad to watch you grow.
And I do want you to know that I love you. Coming up in my yard,
touching on all my things,
looking at all my jewelry,
fingering my old diamond ring.
Your sale,
don't you stick it with me on the prize.
No,
don't you buy that lamb, no
stragglers.
Nice. Don't kick us when we're down, cause your grandmas are down as fuck.
Buy my old cookbooks,
get rid of the hot plate,
too many old silk pants.
Get rid of the sunset.
Get rid of the pictures.
Get rid of the memories.
We lost our family.
And you lost your grandma.
So now we're coming to you.
Get explicit. Get explicit.
Fantasy grandma is coming your way. If you need a grandma, it's your lucky day.
Cause I am Myrtle J.
And I am Jane B.
We'll be the grandmas in your family.
This rhyme. Have you had a grandma so fresh like me? This grandma's down with MTV.
This grandma knows who Tupac was.
I know you call police the buzz.
I know you get drunk just because you have a hard job and you need that buzz.
I am just so proud of you.
You can do anything that you want to.
Call me up when you had a hard day and Fantasy Grandma will come your way.
Fantasy Grandma is coming your way. If you need a grandma, it's your lucky day. Cause I am Myrtle Day.
And I am Jane.
Family. Fantasy.
the end.
Who's got the best grandma? We got the best grandma.
Oh, yeah.
That was so much fun.
Oh, good.
You know,
I'm glad
I really love
it.
Dancing with you, Grandma. You're such a good dancer.
Thank you
very inspire
much.
Me. And I can't believe how you can wiggle your ass.
Well, yeah. Now,
that's crazy.
That is just a gift from God that that everyone has, is a little ass wiggle.
Yeah. I don't think I inherited that gene. I got
I
try
saw you
it.
Do it.
I got to work on that,
I
though.
Saw your booty moving.
I thought that was very appealing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to. I'm going to work on it. Can we? We'll take some. Maybe I can take some classes.
We're all descended from amphibians. Well, originally we crawled out of the sea, so there's a little wiggle in everybody.
Yes. Yes. So, what was your growing up like, Grandma?
Well,
what TV shows did you like?
Well, I liked. I didn't watch much television. They didn't invent television until I was already old.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so these days...
What did you do then?
I like Wheel of Fortune. I like Jeopardy. I like the news.
Do you remember when, when the women got voting rights and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I was
around. What was that like?
It was very liberating.
How did the men react?
Oh, well... I remember my husband at the time, he got very, what do you kids call it? You call it, horniness. I think he was very excited by all of the liberation, all the women running around, and he got the urge to get me pregnant, I guess. So we did some of that. That was fun. Yeah.
So with all your grandchildren, you must have had a lot of husbands and a lot of boyfriends.
Many times.
Yeah. So you must know a lot about sex then, right?
All we used to do was be pregnant. you women don't do it.
I don't want it. No, I've never been pregnant, Grandma. You know that. Because you'd have great-grandchildren from me, and you know you don't. So don't ever count on it.
You can decide that anyone is your grandchildren.
Well, I guess that's true. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
So you must have slept with a lot of guys, Grandma.
Women.
And women, too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can't have grandchildren. Oh, I guess you could adopt.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, or you could use the IVF. Have you ever done that?
The VFW?
Is that what it is?
What? Are you talking about the Veterans of Foreign Wars Center?
No, I'm talking about...
They have dances there on the weekends.
Oh, that sounds like weird.
It's wonderful. They have a piano player, and you can go and do a little dance.
Do you
really
twerk
nice.
There, Grandma?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I got to keep an eye
on
you, Grandma.
It's hard to twerk to Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. I think you're wild, Grandma.
Yep. I'd say that.
Yeah. I think you break a lot of rules.
That's right. There shouldn't be too many rules.
Yeah.
The only rules there should be is don't hurt anybody else. All the
unless
other rules,
they ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there you go. I'm all right with that. Any other of these rules need to go right out the window. All this bathroom business is nonsense. I tell you what, if people really cared about bathrooms, they'd stop all using the handicap stalls. When they're not really handicapped.
But how are you supposed to have sex in those little stalls, Grandma? You know that.
Well, that just means you get to be closer.
Well, maybe you've worked
that out.
And
more creative.
Well, yeah. So what was the best guy you've ever had sex with then?
Oh, Milton Berle.
Really? What was he like? He's ugly.
What? No. No, he's not ugly. He's distinctive.
He is. Yeah. He's gross. He's gross.
He's hairier than you would think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Down
he's
there?
Everywhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's got hair on the back of his neck, on the tops of his feet. He was just... It was very. It was.
Was
like,
he romantic?
It was like making love to a teddy bear.
Was he romantic?
With a shriveled face. Yo, no, he wasn't very romantic.
He just was, put it in, and that was it.
He was more of a straightforward kind of fella.
So, what's the largest group of people you've had sex with?
Oh, well, I guess that might have been back in the 70s, and maybe 5 or 6. We were all in a church worship service together.
Oh, in church?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Wait a minute. By have sex, you mean when you get the little cup of the juice and the little bit of the bread, right?
No, no.
When you put the body and the blood in your
mouth. Oh, no. What is that called again? That's not sex.
Yeah.
No, no. I'm talking about, you know, like your vagina, Grandma.
Oh, yeah. We have
like, you know that word because you use it in a song.
Yeah, well, now, Fantasy Grandma thinks of vagina as an all-encompassing term.
Oh, a
metaphor. The universe is a giant vagina. It is a metaphor for all of creation.
Ah, yeah. I like that. Then how come they get paid less?
That is a very good question. That is a very good question.
So what do you think of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Grandma? That's what I really want to know.
Oh, well, I think he's Austrian.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of him for being the governor. Mm-hmm. And proud of him for all of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Is there anyone you don't like?
Oh, well, I don't like to talk about the people that I don't like.
Oh, come on. That's the most fun.
Oh,
gossip.
I'm not too much of a gossip.
Oh, you're so positive and upbeat, Grandma.
Yeah, I like to keep it positive. I don't see any need to say hurtful things about anyone.
You mean like I did about my mother?
Well, yeah, I tried to be a little generous, but that's all right. You need to get out your frustrations. There's nothing wrong with it.
I have to.
Well, yeah.
It's a little immature, though, don't you think? Come on, Grandma. Be real. It's immature.
To be Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, to complain about my mother.
Oh, well, I don't know. Everybody complains about their mother. I was listening to Hillary Clinton complain about her mother just the other day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
She said she was overbearing.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
most of the mothers in this world were overbearing. You know why? Because the world is a dangerous place.
Why do you say that?
Because there's all sorts of things out there. There's poisonous plants. There's rocks. There's, guns. There's mean people who want to do you harm. You got to be protective.
Mm. So do you know any self-defense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, karate chop.
Yeah, have you ever used it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, karate chop. You can do if you're feeling threatened. You just got to keep strong hands. Use one of those squeezy balls. Keep a really strong hand.
Oh.
Even if you're feeling weak, just keep one super strong hand that you can just chop with. Another thing you can do is a toot.
What's that? That like a fart?
Yeah. If you're feeling threatened, just toot.
Can you fart on command, Grandma?
I wouldn't say directly on command, but if I'm frightened.
Well, I guess at your age, it's easier to fart, isn't it?
It's easy to fart at anybody's age.
So
you
what
just got to eat the right food.
I guess so. What mm-hmm. happens to your body when it gets old? Does it get like saggy and gross?
No. It just gets more in tune with the universe.
Really?
Yeah. You're born very small, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the older you get bigger and bigger. You grow up first, and then your mind expands, hopefully. And if you stay curious throughout your whole life, then you end up becoming part of the, this is going to be a segue, the giant creation, the vagina in space that
oh,
is everyone.
I think it's time for another
song.
And then we can dance again.
All right, that
All
sounds
right.
good.
We can dance to this too. Let's
this is
go for
Grandma's
it, Grandma.
Big vagina in space.
All right. Grandma's big vagina in space. Let's see.
Yes.
Ah, here it is. Let's hear it.
We wrote this song for Rupert Murdoch.
Oh. Okay.
Hundreds of miles from a familiar face, you take a picture to send back to Earth. But what if it looked like a yoni in space? Do you know why you feel wonder when you look up at the sky? Because every nebula is your grandma's naked eye.
Woo!
Every single star up there is shining on your face from grandma's big vagina in space.
Go, grandma!
Big bang, so deep. Supernova, can't sleep because you're thinking of an endless space
that is the mother of the entire human race.
We know space is a grandma's doodly-doo
because you ignore it,
and some of you are scared of it too.
We know space is a honeypot of mystery
full of history
because they want to own it, see?
Used to be small, now it's a vast black hole
made from the matter of your soul.
Do you ever think you'll visit space but don't know how to go? Just go down on a grandma or a lady that you know. A gravitational attraction keeps our bodies universal, and grandma's contractions are a space and time reversal.
Take a rocket ship
through the Milky Way.
They only send the best.
They make the rich pay.
Grandma will beam you up
like Scotty.
In space, there's moons on the smallest bodies.
Yeah, even Jesus was born again.
He just rolled back the stone and climbed back in.
Fantasy, grandma doesn't want a cut.
We'll just take all of the shuttles
and park them in our front butts.
In our front butts.
In our front butts.
In the galactic peach of our front butts.
Feeling the radial velocity of front butts.
In the great red spot of my front butt.
Solar wind is a queef from a front butt.
What?
Uranus is inside my front butt.
My clitoris is the tip of an iceberg.
Space is a grandma's front butt. Do you ever feel like gravity can't keep you on the ground? Flap your labia majora and you can fly around. Every single star up there is shining on your face from grandma's big vagina. From grandma's big vagina. From grandma's big vagina in space.
That's the end.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like I just fell into a big, black, beautiful hole.
Yeah, that's I feel cosmic, like, isn't it?
It is. I feel like my vagina is like has been like expanded from that song.
Mm-hmm. That's
it's
what we all...
It's more useful than I even... It's more useful and valuable than I even thought.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Swiss. It's like a Swiss Army knife in your pants.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very power. It's very powerful.
It's a wizard. When they call it, when they say it has a wizard sleeve, mm-hmm. what they're really talking about is the magic.
You know, it really does kind of rule the world,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
It sure does.
Because we know that guys, you know, like a lot of powerful guys are just doing what they do for that.
Well, they all came out of one.
This is true, too.
It's the center of life. And speaking of that, I want to let everybody know that Myrtle J, the love of my life, my partner in Fantasy Grandma, is pregnant.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's, oh, wow.
Yeah, at 80 million years old.
She's so, wow, what a lucky baby.
Yeah, well, people are having babies later and later these days. And
the baby's going to come right out of fantasy, the other fantasy grandma's vagina.
Yes, this baby.
And it's in space right now.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And this baby is an immaculate conception.
Mm.
So everybody...
She didn't fuck anybody?
Well, yeah, but it's still immaculate. It was very clean.
Clean.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, clean living. Now, clean living, clean eating, and clean screwing around. Now, this baby is going to be, what do they call him? A Jesus. So that means
right.
that everybody in the world is now going to be cousins with God.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that means
you can
kiss Jesus at the family barbecue.
Oh, that's great, because he's kind of hot.
Just kissing, though. You don't want to do anything too close in the family.
Well, if you use a condom, you know, it's okay.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't think it's, yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, there's so many other.
No, I just don't know about using condoms. Because you want to have as many babies as you
can.
Well,
that's true.
That just increases the number of grandbabies that Fantasy Grandma has.
Well, when are we getting our new cousin?
Oh, it's not really late summer.
It's an aunt. It's going to be an aunt or an uncle for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Aunt, uncle, cousin, it's all the same.
Yeah, one big. So when is it
We're
coming?
We're all made of the same star stuff. I'd say it's late August.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be an August baby, a little lion.
Oh.
Isn't that lovely?
So are you like knitting or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I'm doing some conceptual knitting.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like knitting where you don't really have to knit. You just think about it.
Yeah, you'd like imagine what you would be making.
That's right. And then you go to the store and you buy what you would have made.
That's so smart.
There's so many stores now.
I have so much to learn from you, Grandma.
You don't have to make as much as you used to. That's one of the best things about living these days.
Yeah, and you don't have to cook like you used to, right?
Oh, no. You can envision yourself making a complicated casserole and then just go buy one at the Wyatt's or the Kroger's or there's so many stores. And there's coupons for almost everything, too, now.
Yeah? Do you like coupons?
Yeah, I've got a coupon circular right here.
Oh, wow. Look at
here.
That. You
look
sure do.
You can get.
What's on there?
There's peanut butter and jelly, 2 for $5.
What store? What store is this, Grandma?
This is just at the corner store. I believe you've got it here in New York. It's at the Duane Reade.
Oh.
Yeah,
they sell food now.
That's
what else
right.
are you going to get?
Well, they've got 2 for $8, Chips Ahoy and Honey Maid. That'll cover you for your desserts. 2 for $8 on Maxwell House Coffee. Now, they take us to the store from the nursing home about every other day.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So we can
So how is the nursing home?
Non-perishables.
I mean, I didn't go in when I picked you up, but I knew you'd been farting and all, but.
Well, it's nice because you don't have to worry about as much, but sometimes it does get lonely.
But there's so many other people. There's so many other grandmas there.
That's right, but sometimes it's nice to be able to talk to young people, too,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Like to get out, right?
That's right. Get out and see the world. And it's hard when you don't have a driver's license. It helps to get to have a young person to take you around a little bit.
So do you have a lot of friends there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And enemies.
Yeah. Isn't there somebody you want to complain about?
Oh, well, there's there's Agnes.
What's she like?
Well, she runs the bingo at the home, and
she can be
a little bossy. But bless her heart, she has had a hard life, and I love her.
Aww.
We both do.
Have you ever stolen from anybody in the home?
No, never from anybody in the home when they were living. But, you know, I like to take sugar packets, and sometimes when we go to the store, we say, go into the buffet, because they put samples out. And also, the fruit isn't locked down, so you can grab a piece or two and sample it. Make sure it's good before you buy it, you know, that sort of thing.
Grandma, when somebody like in the home dies, does everybody rush in there before the family shows up to see what they can take? Is that what happens?
Well, there's a few people who might be lean towards doing something like that, but Fantasy Grandma tends to prevent that sort of thing from happening.
Oh.
We're pretty powerful. We're like the Grandma Mafia.
Oh, you run the place.
Oh, yeah. So we stand guard outside the room and make sure nobody tries any funny business. Dignity is number one.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have some rules.
Yeah.
Just to keep people from, you know, being greedy. Greed is the thing that hurts everybody the most, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's a pun in there, Grandma.
What?
Greed, agreeing. There's a pun.
Agree with greed?
Yeah,
I don't like that slogan.
I don't agree.
That's not a good slogan at all. That sounds like one of Trump's slogans, don't it?
You know, you're right about that. You don't like him, do you? You'll admit that. You'll admit there's one person you. I asked you if you didn't, if there was anyone you didn't like. That's who you don't like.
I will. I'll admit that I don't think it's a good idea
to have him as president.
No, I don't. I don't.
What do you think he would do first?
Oh, I don't even want to think about what he would do first. But I just don't think it'll happen anyway.
Really? Have you ever thought of running? I think you would be good. You've got the right idea.
Oh yeah, Fantasy Grandma was running for president. Actually.
Oh,
yeah.
How come you didn't tell me? I would have gone out and campaigned for one of my family members.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to get noticed with all the noise around Donald Trump. It's hard to get your candidacy out there. So, but listen, if anybody wants to write in a vote for Fantasy Grandma, we're talking about a platform that includes plenty of entitlements, all the entitlements you can eat or use. We're talking about a platform that includes more access to grandmas. So that means everybody can have equal access to as many grandmas as they need, and vice versa, grandmas and grandpas can have as much access to grandchildren as they need. And we're talking about a platform that has a high emphasis on education and a low emphasis on making lots of money.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I tell you what, your grandmas would rather have a lot of people scamming the system from the bottom than a couple of big sharks skimming off the top. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, our family always felt was pretty liberal, don't you think, in that way?
Oh, yeah. We were Republicans back when being a Republican meant being something else. It meant being a Democrat.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard about
that. All the way back. Socialist Democrats, and just all the way through, we've been very, very in favor of equality and love and forgiveness.
Do you think that
That's the other thing that the Fantasy Grandma platform has. Oh, and there's two grandmas. That's another thing. You get two presidents.
I mean, how could you lose? I would totally help you with your campaign.
Sequins
I think
for
we
everyone.
Should. I think we should go to the convention.
And wigs.
Yeah. I mean, why bother with your hair?
That's the one thing I agree with Donald Trump on is wigs.
Yeah.
Wigs for all.
Yeah.
Many wigs as you want. Then you don't have to style your hair and you can look different every day or exactly the same like Donald Trump or Smurfette.
And you save all that time on...
Remember Smurfette? You used to love that cartoon.
Yes, Smurfette.
She wore the same dress every day.
Oh, I would never do that.
Yeah, well.
I like my wardrobe.
Yeah, I like to fancy it up.
Yeah, so what I was going to say, Grandma, you know, if you're running on a platform like that, I think that you should also, you know, music, Grandma. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think, like, the fact that, like, your music is so great and so uplifting, don't you think that if you made it important that the candidates were musically inclined, that would give you an edge?
Yes, I think that if we had the candidates for president compete in a...
like an American Idol
In an American Idol type competition, that would be very illuminating.
I agree.
I would love...
You would win. You would clean up.
Well, I think that might be true. I think Hillary might... You know, Hillary is welcome to join Fantasy Grandma.
Yeah, she totally fits in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you could make a wig out of that hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the rest. And she is a grandma.
And Bernie can join as a fantasy grandpa.
Yeah, I like that.
And Donald Trump can be a grandpa, but I don't know if he's anybody's fantasy.
I don't think he can be a grandpa because you have to be kind of human.
Isn't he? Isn't he actually a grandpa, though?
Well, not in a fantasy way.
No, not in a fantasy way.
Maybe in a, like, in a real, life is hell way.
Well, just in a real, that's my grandpa and I have to deal with it kind of way, you know?
Yeah, like where people might feel some shame about their family members.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Because, well, he has a kid that he could be, you know, like his wife could is younger than his daughter, right?
Right.
So yeah. His kid is sort of like a few.
I have a hard time telling ages.
Well, let me tell you, they're in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, his wife is a real looker.
Well, how old do you think I am?
Oh, I'd say you're about 80.
All right. Well, you missed me by about 63 years. I'm 17.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's a lie. You're teasing me. Pulling my leg.
I'm 153.
Okay, maybe that. I would go with that first. Yeah. You know, Grandma, you can't put it over on me.
Takes a lot of work in the morning to look this old.
I don't know. You look so fresh and natural.
Well,
fresh. You look so fresh about being old. So old, fresh.
Fresh. Like you mean when somebody puts their hand on your knee?
No, I mean like fresh, like when you go to the store and get nice fruit,
like a good cheese. Yeah, that doesn't stink yet.
Well, I don't think of fresh.
I'm like a good cheese.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you age well. Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah, that's good. I age well like a good cheese. That's good.
Well, Grandma, we only have like 3 minutes left.
All right. Well,
so I want to, I think we should tell people now that they know you a little better where they're going to be able to see you again.
Yeah,
But Grandma, I also want to, can I tell people about this thing that's going on in this neighborhood? I want to tell you too, because do you know that on the 5th, June 5th, that Sunday, it's community day here? Did you know that?
Oh, that's so nice. I didn't know.
Yeah, you should come to community day.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be like games and families. I mean, you're pretty much made for community day,
yeah,
you know?
That is exactly.
And they're going to have those local artists and stuff.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, bring your favorite beret.
I'll bring a bus full of grandmas.
Yeah, in berets.
We'll come all. Oh, we have to wear berets?
Well, I mean, if you want to be an artist, you have to wear a beret.
That
but that's okay.
Communist.
Grandma's plenty enough.
All right.
So, Grandma, where can we come see you? Why don't we finish with that?
Oh, you can come see in 2 days at Union Hall with the Doll Parts at 8 p.m. That's on Saturday. And then there's also another. Oh, you're having that candy now.
I know. Nice. I know. I've been waiting for
it. Yeah. And then as part of the Women in Comedy on June 14th at Under St. Mark's. At 7:15. That's when it'll start. So, and you can find out about these things on the Facial Book under Fantasy Grandma, and on Twitter at Fantasy Grandma, and on the Instagram Fantasy Grandma.
And also, I posted it on my Facebook page.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so they can see it there.
Oh, that's so nice.
So, Grandma, you made me... You know what, Grandma? Quite honestly, my face hurts from smiling.
Oh,
did you know that?
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, you really made me feel good today. You made me feel taken care of.
Yeah, my face hurts from
and
my
you
nerve
know,
condition.
As a therapist, you don't often get to feel taken care of this
that's
way
good.
That I have had the opportunity to feel today.
Do you want me to give you a weird back rub?
I would love a weird back rub.
All right. We'll do that after we go off the air.
Yeah. And then we can just take off our clothes.
Oh, well, all right. That's what we're into.
So, yeah, no, Grandma, I'm just teasing you.
Oh, I'm just trying to go along with what's hip.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to, Grandma. You are so great the way you are.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I, you know, giving love to people, that's something people can never get enough of.
Yeah. Now, I want to give you some advice, too.
Oh, please.
Look both ways before you cross a gangster.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dr. Lisa gives a shit. Dr. Lisa gives a shit. shit about.